Judge Weber's injunction ordering this affirmative hiring plan whereby a white male, a white female, a black male, and a black female had to be hired with each hiring event was a real advance, from my point of view, in discrimination litigation. To the extent that all discrimination litigation is very fact-specific, what was, I think, very progressive for Judge Weber to have done in issuing this order was to have relied so heavily and to have given such great weight to the statistical showing of exclusion. That using statistics alone can be controversial. And he didn't have a problem with that. And that was so welcome. Judge Weber had a grasp of the Constitution and particularly of the Civil War amendments of 13, 14, and 15 that allowed him, I think, to apply those principles in real life situations in a way that was really progressive, really moral, really American in the very, very best sense of the word.